the Reverend Melvin Jones from the Union Baptist Church. There was a meeting last night to talk about a terrible shooting that occurred at a Bank of America. And we're going to talk a little bit about that right now with the Reverend Jones. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
And for folks who haven't been monitoring this story, from your perspective, Jones, tell us about it.
Well, Darrenasia Clay was shot at the First American Bank March 14th of this year. And the shooting was rather brutal. A shot in close range to her head and then her abdomen in a crouched position, shot while the young lady was on her knees. Since that time, we've had a couple of meetings. This last meeting was a follow-up in terms of holding the police department accountable for this kind of atrocity. Last night's meeting was difficult to do after the holiday, and our national convention meeting, which most of our pastors were out of the city. But nonetheless, we had a little bit better than about 150 people, aside from Darrenasia's mother, Mary Rush, who came here in light of wanting to be part of this meeting and also having filed suit. Overall, the meeting was informative, and that's what we wanted to do, was to inform the community about what actions we had taken since we last met and to put forth some other steps that need to be taken.
I know that you had some concerns that the police involved perhaps overreacted to the degree that they did, but you also have concerns about the police commission, which was supposedly investigating this with a neutral eye. Has your mind changed about that?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm very disappointed with the Board of Commissioners. When I read their minutes from March 14th, the only thing that I discovered was that they raised a few questions in their March meeting. And from that point, it never reached their agenda, even though I called and asked to have it placed on the agenda. That was refused. And there has been actually no representation of that board from the community on this issue.
How does that make you feel?
Not very good. As a matter of fact, we'll be calling for the members of that board to be replaced.
Oh, really? Will you be doing this publicly?
I will certainly raise the issue with city council.
When do you plan to do that?
And with the mayor. My schedule hasn't yet been set, but I'm sure it'll be soon.
All right. And tell me what you learned from last night's meeting. What was accomplished?
Well, because of the suit, the city has shut down. So those personalities, those leaders that we invited were no-shows. The police chief, in fact, did send one of our officers, but he was not really able to answer any questions because of the suit. So the only thing that we accomplished for the most part was to listen to the community and to provide information that the community would not have had otherwise. In that sense, it was successful.
So you will formally go before the mayor and the Lansing City Council to ask that board be replaced?
Well, I intend to meet with the mayor with the city council people to discuss that. I understand that the mayor appoints persons to this commission, and I'm rather sure that if he appoints someone, he can also disappoint someone as well.
When I last talked to you, you told me this wasn't an issue of race. This was an issue of police brutality. So whether this person is black, white, green, purple, you and the folks who've been organizing these gatherings as far as trying to get to the bottom of this, you'd feel the same way.
Yeah, I never looked at this as a racial tragedy. I looked at it as a human tragedy. There's always, I guess, a play on race if it's between the races, but that's not where we've looked. We simply saw a policeman who, in my opinion, made the wrong judgments, not that it was racially motivated.
All right, Reverend Jones, as always, we appreciate your time greatly. We will stay in touch with you and stay on top of this story. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.